Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Psalm chapter 40, the 40th Psalm, and it is a Psalm of David, and it's always good to reflect on who David is as we take in his writing and remember that he became from, a sheep farmer to a shepherd to ultimately a king in Israel through many trials. Isn't that the way it is in politics? You know, even if you look at our day and age today, I mean, when you're in politics, you have a lot of enemies and a lot of people are after you. They want to destroy you. And that's the way it was in David's day too. As a king, he had people who wanted to destroy him and to see his life taken. So he spent much of his life having many enemies around him. And yet he was a man after God's own heart. He wrote beautiful words about God and beautiful words about trusting God. And yet David also was a man that was conflicted. He was a man who struggled with sin and making poor decisions. So those are some of the key dynamics of his life. And here we see some of the greatness of David's words. He says here, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction and out of the miry clay." And I think what we see here is that, you know, God had a special blessing upon David. I probably should have said this earlier too. And ultimately, God was going to bring Jesus through the family line of David. So the promises that God had for David and the protection that he also gave David's life amidst his enemies really showed David that he could trust in God. And you see that a lot in his writings. He felt despair. He felt hunted down, but he also was continually protected. And in this particular case, he's saying, "God heard me. You know, my life felt like, a pit of destruction. And God brought me out of the miry clay, and he set me my feet upon the rock, and he has protected me and kept my footsteps firm." And, you know, the Lord does protect us, and he watches out for us. We don't necessarily have the same, you know, divine calling on our life as being God's special king and Jesus coming from our line. But yet God does protect us, and he sets us on the rock of Jesus. And even if our life is lost here, when our foundation is on Jesus, we are secure. Verse 3, "He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God." And, you know, David even danced before the Lord. David knew how to praise God. And I just love reading this. "He put a new song in my mouth." And, you know, now we have a new song in our mouth through Jesus, and we get to proclaim the gospel, first of all, to us. Thank God that he has come to save us from our sin through the cross. Hallelujah. And we have a New Testament song now on our lips. "Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord." And that is true. Many have, and may many more do see Jesus for who he is and fear him in a proper way and trust in him. Hallelujah. "How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood." And, you know, I think when you get into positions of leadership, you understand a verse like this more. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust. You know, people will let you down. People will come and go out of your lives. And it's one of the challenging things of leadership. David as a political leader, you know, sometimes your friends become your enemies. You know, as a pastor and a pastor's wife, which can be very hard, you have people who come into your life and, you know, immediately it almost seems like you can become close friends and, you know, you get involved in people's lives. You sometimes hear, you know, what's going on in their lives and how they need help, and you provide help. But I'm telling you, the change of a wind and all of a sudden they're gone. You might never even hear from them again. I mean, they might just all of a sudden, your friend the next day, they're gone. And that's the way it is. And, it's just the way it is. And it's the way it's always going to be. You know, praise God, there are, you know, people that stay in your life a longer time. But to to think that's going to change is to think the human race is going to change. And it's not. That's the way it is. And you have to know that in life, that there's going to be disappointments, there's going to be hurts, there's going to be people coming and going. And once you really recognize that and come to peace with that, then you say this verse, how blessed is the man who's made his Lord his trust. See, when your trust is in the Lord, then what people do, you're not swayed by it. You can get through it. You, because your foundation is in God. And you know what? This may be true for a leader. This may be true for a pastor, but it's true for you too. You know, people are going to come and go out of your life. People are going to let you down sometimes in life. But when your ultimate security and your foundation is in Jesus Christ, then no matter what can man do to me? Hallelujah. That's another scripture, by the way. But man, when you get that straight, and then you don't have expectation too. Like anytime someone comes and goes out of your life, you're not surprised, you're not shocked. You already were counting on that. You're already planning on that. You know the waywardness of man. That's just the way it is. So you just trust in God, and then you're secure. And then you know what? You can love people, and you can be kind to people. And even if they hurt you the next day or you never see them again, you never lost, because your foundation, your rock, was always in God the whole time. You weren't putting your weight on somebody else, on man. You weren't, that wasn't your first sure foundation. God's your first sure foundation the whole time. So what man does, it doesn't change you, because you're already built solidly on the rock. I hope you can see the wisdom of what I'm saying, because it allows you to love man and serve man, knowing they might hurt you, because you were never putting your foundation on man, because your foundation was on the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Don't take your trust off of God and put it on somebody else. You know, praise God. You know, if you have the kind of wife or husband that is going to be with you forever, and, you know, I think some of us are blessed with that. Hallelujah. But nonetheless, our sure foundation needs to be in God and God alone. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders which you have done and your thoughts toward us. There is none to compare with you. Hallelujah. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. And David would do that. I mean, he really knew how to praise God and speak of the goodness of God. Now, this passage is brought into the New Testament, and it's important. Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. Now, that's brought into Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament. And this is brought up by other, well, I shouldn't say other, David wasn't necessarily a prophet, but other writings in the Bible wrote similar things to this. And it's as though they were given, David here, wisdom about one day, you know what? It's not going to be about sacrifices and offerings anymore. And it isn't today, because Jesus became the once and final sacrifice, and God doesn't require those animal sacrifices anymore. And I think at times they could see the futility in their animal sacrifices, even though they were required by God in the Old Testament. Sometimes their heart was not in it. And God always wanted a heart that loved him and wanted to worship him and wanted to obey him and wanted to follow him. And sometimes it was futile to be doing animal sacrifices when your heart was far from God. And ultimately, David's recognizing that, you know, ultimately what's important is that I delight to do your will. I delight to do your will, oh my God. Your law is within my heart. And remember, it was said by Jeremiah when the new covenant would come that the law would be written on our hearts, and that he would be our God, and that we would be his people, and that he would remember our sin no more. And ultimately, that's what God wants, is not just to follow a rule or a law because it's a rule or a law, but because it's within our heart and that we want to honor God. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation, but I will not restrain my lips. O Lord, you know. And David was good with his words in worshiping God. He's a good example to us in that regard. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I've spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. Hallelujah. And may we not hide words about our God, and may we speak up to this world that desperately needs to know they have a Savior who died to forgive them. It's called good news, the gospel. Hallelujah. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. Oh, boy, do we need people of truth today. We need people of the book today, people who open their mouths and proclaim the ways of Jesus today. May we not be silent. Hallelujah. You, O Lord, will not withhold your compassion from me. David had confidence in him. Your loving kindness and your truth will continually preserve me. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? That's what preserves me, his truth, his loving kindness. For evils beyond number have surrounded me. And this just reminds me of politics. And, you know, just, it's just so bad. Our politics are just so bad today. Basically, all that happens is, you know, one party speaks ill of another party constantly, you know, until the election. And then once that's over, then you start again so you can win the next one. And that's what happens with David. For evil beyond number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I'm not able to see. And you know what? Your own mistakes, especially when you become a greater political figure, they'll haunt you. I mean, your sin will catch up with you. And it did David. He had his share. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. But David's calling out for the mercy of God. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O Lord, to help me. I always marvel at the way that David speaks to God. The authenticity and urgency at which he speaks to God is remarkable, and I think we can learn from him. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who seek my life to destroy it. Isn't that interesting? So much reminds me of the trials of this day and people wanting to destroy, political leaders. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. And there are people who delight in the hurt of their political opponent. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, aha, aha. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Now David returns to the Lord. And I believe that's true. When we seek God, we can rejoice and be glad in him. Let those who love your salvation continually, the Lord be magnified. What beautiful words, David. Oh, may the Lord be magnified in my life. Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. Oh, Lord, don't forget about me. Be mindful of me. Hallelujah. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. Oh, man, what a rich and beautiful psalm. Let us cry out to God. Let us build our foundation on him. Let us not move our foundation to man. Let's always know that our security, both in this life and in the life to come, comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you all.